Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. A group of environmentalists wants Michigan utility companies to use 30% renewable energy by the year 2030. The wind and solar advocates have started a campaign to get their proposal on the 2018 statewide ballot. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton's following the story, and she joins me now. Hi, Tracy.
Good morning.
So, Tracy, what would their proposal do if it does eventually become law?
Well, it would phase in the 30% mandate. It would phase it in so you'd have to have proportion of renewable sources for electricity for the utilities go from 18% in the year 2022 all the way up to 30% by the year 2030. And renewables would be, you know, primarily wind, obviously, but also solar, biomass, hydropower, landfill gas. The utilities could choose what they do. This would also set a cap on how much you and I would be charged on our bills. There'd be a cap of $2 a month to pay for all of this so that our bills wouldn't like just shoot up.
And those fees go to pay for the switchover costs?
The investments. Yeah, it costs money to switch over.
Mm-hmm. So there's already a state law mandating that utilities get 15% of their power from renewable sources by the year 2022. What do the ballot campaign organizers think of that law? Is it simply a matter of, hey, 30% is more than 15%?
I think in the simplest way, that's true. John Freeman, who's leading the campaign, tells me that the utilities just aren't taking advantage as fast as they could of the cheapest source of power out there right now, which is wind. And he says they're also planning to shift a lot of power from coal to natural gas. So it's sure it's less greenhouse gas than coal, but it is still a fossil fuel. He says this is just not the way we want to go.
So everybody will save money. And plus, we get the added benefits of having much cleaner air because solar and wind don't produce any pollution.
So he's saying that basically the ballot initiative keeps things going in the right direction a lot faster than they would.
There was a similar plan in 2012. How did that campaign to try and get a statewide proposal like this turn out? And why do people think it will be different this time around?
Well, that one was an amendment to the state constitution, and this is seeking a change in state law, so that might make it a little easier for the organizers. And I'm told by the organizers that they believe a lot has changed in public opinion since then. And because of the decreasing cost of renewables since 2012, they think voters are going to be more open to this.
In 2012, during that last campaign, the state's largest utility companies, DTE Energy and Consumers Energy, outspent the ballot campaign pretty significantly. And I should note that Consumers Energy is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Combined, those two companies spent more than $20 million to fight that initiative back in 2012. Should we expect the same kind of fight this time around?
I'm going to let you listen to DTE Energy CEO Jerry Anderson before I answer that question.
Complex public policy should be undertaken by ballot initiative as a last resort. And we don't need in Michigan to imitate California, where ballot initiatives are served up in droves, they've become a way of life, and they often yield bad policy, and those ballot initiatives are often fingered as being the source of California's fiscal crisis.
So you can see he's pretty adamantly opposed to this.
Pretty
and
clear there, yeah.
I think we're going to see some really significant spending from the utilities this time around also. And the wild card here is that Tom Steyer, the billionaire who runs NextGen America, he's putting money into this campaign and helping to pay for people to collect signatures. I think it's safe to assume that on both sides are going to be spending more money than they did in 2012.
So, Tracy, what is the next step for the ballot campaign?
So Freeman says they're going to start collecting signatures today. They have to get about a little more than 252,000 signatures by May. That probably means they're going to have to get 300,000 to have the hedge, and that's a lot of signatures. It's a tough task.
Tracy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That's Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton.